It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll shred with Steve Bello, check in with One With Machine, turn up the ones you forgot, and get to know Rockstar Race Car. They're rocking the Clash Bar in Clifton on February 8th and the Meat Locker in Montclair on February 17th. But first, joining us over the phone is Kate Ortiz Affection. Their latest album, Vindictive, is out now. Record release show rocks the Brighton Bar on February 2nd. Ahead of that, they're rocking the Bordentown Performing Arts Center on January 12th. Kate, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Mom.
It's always a pleasure. Tell us about the new album.
So fans will recognize a lot of the songs on the new CD. It's five tracks. Four of them we've been playing for a long time, and one of them will be brand new to a couple of people. It's called Break. So we hope you enjoy it.
Now, it's already been released digitally. How could someone get a hold of it if they want it?
It's available on iTunes, the Android stores like Google Play. It's on Spotify, Amazon, CD Baby. It's everywhere.
Now, in a moment, we'll talk about your album release show. That's later on. But almost immediately, January 12th, you're rocking the Bordentown Performing Arts Center. What can people expect that day?
We're really excited to play that one. We're playing with our friends in Charles Lurita and the Mischief. They invited us to be a part of their three-ring circus series that they do. So it's really cool. It's in Bordentown at the Performing Arts Center, and it's only like $6 to get in, which is also awesome. So anyone in that area should come out. It's a cheap show and a lot of really cool bands.
Yeah, anyone listening on 107.9, definitely get down there and check it out. It's going to be a good time. Of course, February 2nd, album release show. You guys are rocking the Brighton Bar with Rope Tree. Tell us about that show.
Yeah, so this one's a long time coming. We've been trying to put an album out for a few years now, and we finally did it. We actually recorded with Jeff from Rope Tree at his studio, Canyon Music. And so, of course, we had to have them on the show with us. It's going to be at the Brighton Bar, like you said. Tickets are on sale right now. You can find out more information on our event page on Facebook and on our website as well, vection.com.
If I'm not mistaken, we recently rocked a track involving you and Jeff from Rope Tree, the Christmas compilation album, The Mighty Tree Toppers. I believe it was Blue Christmas, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That track came out awesome. So if anyone's still in the holiday spirit, check that out now. There's more info on the Jersey Rock page. Of course, the song we're doing right now, off of your new album, Vindictive. Tell us about Crash.
Crash is a song. It's very much in the spirit of the name Vindictive. It's about a former friendship with someone who kind of crossed me and told me that I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do in life, and the song's about how wrong they are. And it's a lot about self-worth and empowerment.
And if someone wants to stand up of everything you guys are up to, what's the best way to do so?
Social media is always a good way. Our Facebook is very up-to-date, and you could also check out vection.com, or our Instagram is really good, too.
Kate Ortiz of Vection, get their Vindictive album now. Don't miss them. January 12th over at the Bordentown Performing Arts Center. February 2nd, Vindictive record release show at the Brighton Bar with Rope Tree. Kate, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having us, as always, Tom.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Vection with Crash on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Drag me down. This is Steve Bellow, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
On the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off his Marblehead album. You can score it at stevebellowrocks.com. And don't miss Steve Bellow at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on March 9th. Joining us over the phone is Adrian Fryer of One With Machine. We're about to premiere their latest single. Adrian, thanks for calling into the show.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you back on. And word is you guys are about to go into the studio to record a new album. Tell us about that.
Yeah, man. We're super excited. We're going to be pushing out our debut full-length CD album. And just hooked up with a great producer. His name's Paul Crook. He's formerly the guitar player of Anthrax. Played with Sebastian Bach. He's on tour with Meatloaf as Meatloaf's guitar player. And we're super stoked, man. He's gonna be producing, recording, engineering the whole thing for us. So yeah, we're super stoked. And my drummer goes in tomorrow, starts laying down some drum tracks, and let's get this thing rolling. You know,
that's very exciting. I look forward to hearing the finished product. Of course, you have some singles out now. If somebody wants to get a hold of your music, how can they do so?
Honestly, the best way would probably be Reverb Nation. .com, and that's /onewithmachine. You can listen to all the songs, you can download the songs, we got some videos up there, pictures, the whole thing, man. So yeah, that's probably the best way. reverbnation.com/ One With Machine.
What's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that One With Machine is doing?
We always keep everything updated on the Reverb Nation site. You can always check us out on, obviously, Facebook is also / One With Machine. And Instagram, our Instagram account has been blowing up, man, since the last time I talked to you. So, yeah, everything's really going great. Again, also, that's at One With Machine. Everything's at One With Machine. We've got to keep that name pumping.
And we're about to play a brand new track for you guys. Tell us about Cheap Thrill.
Cheap Thrill. Love the song, man. Love it. Absolutely love it. That song just hits home, man. It's really about me. I just love music. That's my cheap thrill. You know, once I hit that stage and once we hit the studio, recording studio, rehearsal studio, whatever, man, that's my cheap thrill. Some people love racing cars. Some people love working out, this and that. My cheap thrill is music, man. I just love. That's my thing. That's my thing. Always has been. Cheap thrill. Music.
It's our thing here, too. Adrian Fryer of One With Machine. Stay tuned for a brand new album. They're about to start working on it. Adrian, thank you so much for calling in.
Tom, thanks for having me again, man. Totally appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
You too, bro. Happy New Year. Right now, let's do that track. Here's One With Machine with Cheap Thrill on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Jenna from The Ones You Forgot, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
you forgot with One Step Ahead on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. They're Too Afraid to Say EP is out now, and the band is currently out on tour. They'll be back in New Jersey on January 16th when they rock the Meat Locker in Montclair. Learn more at theonesyouforgot.com. Joining us over the phone is Troy Donahue of Rockstar Race Car. You can catch them at the Clash Bar on February 8th. They're also rocking the Meat Locker in Montclair February 17th. Troy, thanks for going into the show.
No problem, man.
Now, you guys have a self-titled album that dropped last year, but most recently you put out your disc, The Real Housewives of Pyongyang. Tell us about that album.
Well, the album sort of revolves around like a more political standpoint with some of the dealings with President Lovis in D.C. It's available on Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes. At our gigs, we sell physical CDs.
And, of course, the first one coming up February 8th over at the Clash Bar. What can people expect from a performance from Rockstar Race Car?
A Rockstar Race Car performance consists of, like, a very wacky show, a bunch of random props and cameos. It's great fun.
How could someone get tickets for the February 8th show?
Just pay at the door. I think it's a $10 cover. And just come in, pay the cover, and see a good show.
Then you're rocking two dates later this winter, February 17th, then March 21st, over at the Meat Locker in Montclair. Tell us about that.
Well, we're good friends with Dan Rivas, the owner of the Meat Locker. And we made ourselves two bills for 17th and the 21st. And the cover, I think, for that would be $5.
What's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that Rockstar Race Car is up to?
You can go to rockstarracecar.com. You can go to our Facebook site. You can go to our Instagram page. All just under the title Rockstar Race Car.
Looking ahead, as we move further into 2019, what do you guys have planned for the future?
We don't really have much of a plan. We're just going to keep trying to get more gigs. I'm going to keep writing songs. My brother's going to keep writing songs. And hopefully we'll get a new album out. We'll see.
And speaking of those songs, the track we're doing is 100 Miles Per Hour. Tell us about this tune.
This tune was written completely by my brother, my 11-year-old brother, the Wolverine. And fun fact, there's a word in the chorus, which is Scatterburg. It sounds like a town in Pennsylvania, but really it means nothing. It's just a made-up word by an 11-year-old with a wild imagination.
Troy Donahue of Rockstar Race Car. Don't miss them at the Clash Bar February 8th, over at the Meat Locker in Montclair February 17th and March 21st. Troy, thank you for calling into the show. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Rockstar Race Car with 100 Miles Per Hour on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Rockstar race car with 100 miles per hour on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. See them at the Clash Bar in Clifton on February 8th, rocking two dates at the Meat Locker in Montclair, February 17th and March 21st. Learn more at rockstarracecar.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, every Sunday for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat to have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.